This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. In its barest form, an obituary is a news article. It gives you the who, what, when, where, and why of someone who lived, and the rest is embellishment. But Brattleboro Area Hospice is holding an obit writing workshop as part of a two-week series of events and workshops to get all Windham County folks thinking about aging well and dying well. Writer, speaker, and educator Deborah Lee Luskin is leading the workshop, and she joins us now to tell us a little bit about it. Nice to have you with us, Deborah.
It's my pleasure to be here.
How exactly do you teach a class in writing your own obituary?
Well, you start with the basics, as you said. It's just one line. The death notice is just one line of the obituary, and the rest is all about the person's life. So if someone wants to write their own obituary, it's a chance to ask, how do you want to be remembered, and what's your legacy? It's also a chance to teach people how to collect the information they need in case they're ever asked to write somebody else's obituary.
This workshop, as I said, is being offered by Brattleboro Area Hospice as part of these 2 weeks of programs trying to think about aging and dying. And it's sort of piggybacking on the governor's proclamation of last week as Advanced Directive Week. But this is a class geared to people of all stripes, right? Not just necessarily people who are in hospice care or who think they may be facing the end of their lives on an imminent basis.
Oh, yes. This is for the general public, and it's free. It's at the River Garden, part of their series of brown bag lunches, lunch talks that happen at the noon hour every day in Brattleboro. This week, it's been all about end-of-life issues, and the goal is to have people think about how they want to be remembered. It is writing your own obituary is a frequent assignment in college writing courses, and when people are just in their 20s, and it's a chance to really think about what have you done? What if you're in your 20s, what do you want to do? And if you're older, as many people in Windham County are, it's a chance to think about what else do I want to do?
So, Deborah, this is almost an oh my gosh, I better get living so I have something to write in my obit kind of motivational session rather than a creative writing course.
Well, it's actually we will go through the nuts and bolts of what makes an obituary and what makes a standard obituary and what makes a more personalized one. Some people are motivated also to have an obituary that gives more than the you know, where you went to school, who you married, who survives you. There are people who want to really give a sense of who the person was, what the lived experience was. And so that's what I'll be teaching, and at least outlining. We hope the hospice hopes to offer an actual editing workshop where people bring in their rough drafts and we go over them. We won't be doing that this Friday. We will be going over how to make your obituary, to start thinking about it, and I'll be handing out a worksheet for people to start collecting the information that they need or that the author of their obituary will need.
Yeah, on that note, I mean, I can see you would need to collect if you were writing a loved one's obituary. And there, it might be difficult to start thinking about that in advance and saying to someone you love, you know, what would you like me to write about when you're gone? That can be a difficult conversation for some people to have with the people that they love. Do you have tips for that? How to not make somebody feel either bad or scared or weird that you're talking about their death?
Well, first of all, writing your obituary, it's a terrific thing to do, but it's not nearly as important as writing your own advance directive. And that's a much more difficult conversation, is choosing an agent and deciding where the line is, where you decide that life is no longer worth living. And all these brown bag lunches this week in Brattleboro and all the different events that are happening are really geared to making Windham County a place where every adult has written and registered an advance directive. So having the last word with your obituary is sort of the icing on the cake.
And so you're sneaking in my advance directive here, Deborah,
right,
instead of my obituary.
Well, if you've done your advance directive, you've done the hard work, and you might as well have fun thinking about your obituary. And anything you can do to make thinking about mortality fun is a good thing. And if it makes you live life a little more zealously, that's also a good thing.
You know, it's interesting. I imagine if I were writing my own obituary, there are things that I would include that my partner or my parents might not include. So do you, I mean, have you talked with people who say, I want to make sure that when people know about my life, they know this, whether I'm writing it or somebody else's, and I've got to get that across?
Well, that is actually how this started, with a phone call from someone who said, I want a workshop in how to write my own obituary because my dogs can't do it. And this is someone who is passionate about her feline, her canine companions, and wants to make sure they get into her obit.
Hmm. And so has she written her obit?
I don't know. I'm hoping she's coming on Friday, and we'll see.
Have you written your own obituary?
I have not yet. I've written my own advance directive, and that took me 10 years. So,
what do you think you would want to include in your own obituary?
Oh, well, there's a wonderful headstone in an ancient cemetery near my house about Sarah Knowlton, and it remembers her as a person, as a mother. She was kind, as a neighbor, she was charitable, and as a woman, she was an exemplar of her sex. I think there are other attributes that I have, but if I'm remembered for kindness and generosity, that'd be a tremendous achievement.
Yeah, that would be pretty good. You know, there are some specifics about obituaries that you read sometimes where you think that was an amazing story about someone's life. And it wasn't necessarily because this was the most accomplished person in the world, or they have every degree they could possibly have, or the most money in the world. On the contrary, often somebody who has a humble but special life can have a really wonderful obituary. So for people who are not able to attend your class on Friday, do you have tips for what people could keep in mind as they write either an obituary for themselves or for others?
Well, really think about it. This is a great chance for reflection and to think about what's made your life worthwhile. What's important in your life? What makes you special? And I will be bringing examples of standard obits with just the facts and examples of obits that really get across how much this person was beloved, how much this person served their community, why this person is worth remembering. And we're seeing more and more obituaries like that.
Hmm. Well, Deborah Lee Luskin is a writer, a speaker, an educator, and VPR commentator since 2006. Her workshop, Having the Last Word, is this Friday at noon. And the two worksheets from the Write Your Own Obit workshop with her are available on the Brattleboro Area Hospice website. We will post a link to those at vpr.net. You can also find links through there about writing your own advance directive, which, as Deborah says, is perhaps the harder work. Deborah Lee Luskin, thank you very much for talking with us today. And have fun and good luck on Friday.
Thanks so much, Jane.